Usually, you don't need the assembly's approval to close a city street. Take parades, for example. You go to the police department at least 15 days beforehand, you pay $50, and, well, that's it, really. But Interim City Administrator Jay Sweeney says this situation is different for two reasons.
The length of time and the fact that it is closed basically to encourage utilization of the main street corridor for entertainment and or merchandising purposes.
Sweeney says parades are pretty straightforward. So is the running of the boots when Lincoln Street is closed for runners and free food, or Halloween when the streets are shut down to give candy to children. But he says the pedestrian mall involving merchants requires the city to make some decisions.
For example, the closure plans as they exist now close half of downtown. So questions have come up from merchants and others who are located outside of the barricaded area. And a question being, can I come inside the barricaded area? If so, where do I set up? Who is going to assign what spaces? Who is going to monitor who can and cannot be inside those areas?
Three more street closures had been planned: June 19th, June 26th, and July 3rd. That last one, July 3rd, is still on the calendar. Sweeney's suspension only affects the next two.
I don't know. I guess I'm glad more people are getting involved.
Cindy Gibson is one of the volunteers with the Downtown Revitalization Group. She coordinated the street closures, and she says the delay is not a setback, but rather part of the learning process.
I'd like to try it again, but if it doesn't work, you know, if we just can't make it work for everybody, then it's not fair, and I don't want to do something that's not fair. And, you know, there were many things that I didn't understand or know when we, you know, when we embarked on this that are, you know, still unfolding.
The initial closure on June 12th generated a lot of feedback. Some merchants said they loved it. Others said they felt left out. Our initial story on the closure generated a handful of comments on Facebook and on our own website. Some people praised the revitalization group for giving it a try. Others said it was an inconvenience to motorists and put the interests of visitors and merchants over the needs of residents. Sweeney, with the city, says the assembly hopes to hear from the public when it takes up the issue on its next agenda. That will happen at the regular assembly meeting set for June 25th at 6 p.m. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.